Aussie icons. Their blood, sweat and tears, their struggles and their legacies.
That's alive.
Telling me. Three.
The men and women who shaped our great southern land. Whether it was the man from Ironbark who struck the Sydney town, 'twas Mulga Bill from Eagle Hawk that caught the cycling craze, perhaps a jolly swagman camped by a billabong, or that the colt from Regret had got away. From 1864 to 1941, the characters and stories of Andrew Barton Patterson united and captured the consciousness of European immigrant Australians, giving them something to refer to and believe in as what it meant to be Australian on the eve of Federation. Son of an Australian-born mother and a Scot, Banjo Patterson grew up in the remote bush and went to school in the city, allowing him to unite and vividly represent the two worlds in his writing. He first started publishing poetry under the name The Banjo, a favourite racehorse which, after the reception of The Man from Snowy River, just stuck. Banjo Patterson was instrumental in popularising the idea of the Aussie larrikin. From the practical joking barber, the logic of a swagman who seeks his revenge via absurd tactics, to the very tongue-in-cheek style of his writing itself, poking fun at all walks of life. However, to view Patterson's bush poetry as his life's work would be to ignore his many other achievements and passions. As a lawyer, jockey, soldier, or farmer, he served as a war correspondent during the Second Boer War and as a soldier in France during the First World War, rising to the rank of major. He was a passionate nationalist and ardently advocated hard work and the Aussie spirit. These days you can find Banjo on the $10 note. The Australia dreamed up and lived out by Banjo Patterson was hard and rugged, and as serious as one had to be to survive. There's nothing like laughing at hardship to come to terms with a land and people of wild beauty. Banjo Patterson, another Aussie icon.